Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include New York, remembering Falun Gong practitioners' peaceful appeal 20 years ago. Denmark, controversial gift focuses attention on the persecution. Singapore, rally commemorates 20th anniversary of the April 25th appeal. Toronto, Canada, introducing Falun Gong at the Total Health Show. Australia, Falun Gong shines at Easter Gala Parade in Bendigo. And Sweden, when the persecution of Falun Gong is over, I will visit China. Now for the stories.
New York, remembering Falun Gong practitioners' peaceful appeal 20 years ago. Falun Gong practitioners gathered in front of the Chinese consulate in New York to solemnly remember their fellow practitioners who have died during the ongoing persecution of the spiritual practice in China. The practitioners held a candlelight vigil on the evening of April 20th to remind the world how 10,000 practitioners went to Beijing to peacefully ask the government to allow them their basic right of belief. To their dismay, weeks later, in July 1999, the Chinese Communist Party launched the persecution of Falun Gong. Thousands of practitioners have been tortured and killed over the past 20 years simply because they refused to give up their spiritual practice. The practitioners who gathered in front of the Chinese consulate demanded that Beijing immediately end the persecution and asked that the international community lend a hand in ending the persecution. According to incomplete statistics on the Minghui website, 4,296 practitioners have died as a direct result of the persecution. Ms. Li Diangqin talked about what she saw 20 years ago. 10,000 practitioners had quietly lined the sidewalk across from the appeals office, believing that their government would listen to them. Everyone was quiet and orderly. No one shouted slogans or blocked the flow of traffic, either on the sidewalk or on the street. When they left, the streets were cleaner than when they arrived. Ms. Li said that one police officer told her subordinates, "Look at how clean the ground is. That is true virtue." Another practitioner, Tian Tian, said that the practitioners who went to Beijing to appeal were quiet and dignified. Some volunteered to help keep everything orderly. Others cleaned the restrooms afterward. They sincerely wished to protect and uphold their belief. Kong Weijing remembered that he was at the appeal for more than 12 hours. He said that even though 10,000 practitioners had been there, when they left, there wasn't a single piece of paper on the ground. They even picked up the cigarette butts left by the police officers on duty. Many passersby said they were impressed by the practitioners' kindness and the peaceful atmosphere during the event in New York. One MTA staff member commented about how quiet and peaceful it was as he took some information about the event. One Chinese student who attends Yale University stopped to talk with the practitioners during the vigil. After he learned about the persecution, he agreed to withdraw from the China Youth Corps he joined. He said he wished to side with good and upright people.
Denmark, controversial gift, focuses attention on the persecution. Two panda bears from China were recently gifted to the Copenhagen Zoo. However, the Danes and the Danish government questioned the Chinese Communist Party's motives. Many referred to the controversial gift as panda diplomacy. Falun Gong practitioners held activities at the zoo on opening day. They told people about the CCP's persecution of practitioners in China and called for help to stop the persecution. An article in the Danish newspaper Information, titled "The Pandas Are Denmark's Shame," suggested that China's iron fists were hidden behind the two cuddly panda bears, and that Denmark's cooperation had legalized China's invasive conduct in exchange for a significant trade agreement. The article said the panda bears symbolized Denmark allowing itself to be subjugated by a dictatorship. Søren Espersen, chairman of the Danish Parliament's Foreign Policy Committee, said the CCP has already on many occasions tried to influence Denmark's foreign policy in seeking to implement its One China policy by using trade and economic benefits as leverage. China is trying to wiggle its way in. Under the cover of business partnerships, the communist regime has, in recent years, carried out effective political harassment against Denmark, said Espersen. While covering the event, DR, the largest TV network in Denmark, talked about the practice of Falun Gong and told its viewers that its practitioners are being persecuted in China. Other Danish newspapers and media outlets also interviewed practitioners. A Falun Gong spokesperson in Denmark told a reporter from the Ekstra Bladet, a Danish newspaper, "We would like to send our message to stop the persecution of Falun Gong through the Chinese delegate. We follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and hope that the torture and persecution in China will soon end." The newspaper also reported a practitioner's reminder, "Panda bears are sweet, but human rights in China continue to deteriorate. Falun Gong practitioners are arrested and their organs are harvested for profit. The CCP regime uses cuddly pandas to silence criticism. Which is more important, trade with China or human lives? We are concerned, and that's why we are here."
Singapore. Rally commemorates 20th anniversary of the April 25th appeal. Falun Gong practitioners held a rally at Singapore's Hong Lim Park on April 15th to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the historic April 25th appeal in Beijing. On April 25th, 1999 in Beijing, over 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners quietly lined the streets outside of the National Appeals Office, the official agency for receiving petitions in peaceful protest. They were there to call for the release of 45 practitioners from Tianjin and for the right to practice Falun Gong unmolested. Prior to that day, Falun Gong practitioners in multiple major cities in China had been harassed during their morning exercises and seen slanderous propaganda articles published in the state-run media. The April 25th peaceful protest was their way of calling attention to a potential national campaign of persecution. As soon as the Tianjin practitioners were released, the protest ended and the practitioners quietly left. The world saw China in a different light that day. After the Tiananmen massacre a decade earlier, the fact that a peaceful protest could happen in China and be resolved the same day seemed positive. However, Jiang Zemin, then head of the Chinese Communist Party, was determined to stamp out the practice. He claimed the peaceful protest was Falun Gong practitioners attacking the CCP central compound in a group and used it as the main excuse to start the campaign of persecution in July 1999. The persecution has resulted in the deaths of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners and torn apart millions of families in China. The CCP said it would free them and return their possessions if they denounced their spiritual belief. In the spirit of April 25th, practitioners the world over, including China, have stayed true to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and have been clarifying the facts about the persecution ever since. The rally in Singapore was one such example. One practitioner who was studying in Singapore during the April 25th peaceful protest in 1999 said at the rally, "I worried about the practitioners inside China. I knew all too well how the CCP has persecuted its own people for decades. I was shocked by the event. Peaceful protests are very rare in Chinese society, especially after the Tiananmen massacre."
Toronto, Canada, introducing Falun Gong at the Total Health Show. Falun Gong practitioners in Toronto participated in the Total Health Show on April 19, 2019. The Falun Gong booth provided information about this traditional mind-body cultivation practice from China. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises and taught the exercises to everyone who wanted to learn. Total Health 2019 is a major North American natural health show promoting good health and disease prevention through natural methods. The show provides information to the public in many diverse areas, including good nutrition, herbs, natural supplements, organic agriculture and gardening, and energy medicine. This year, the show included 200 exhibitors and 60 speakers in the natural health field. Many visitors to the exposition were interested in Falun Gong and stopped to pick up informational materials and watch the exercise demonstrations. A number of people tried the exercises and remarked about their relaxing effect. Toronto residents Rob and his wife passed by the Falun Gong booth and paused to watch practitioners doing the sitting meditation. A practitioner explained to the couple that Falun Gong was introduced to the public in China in 1992, and within just a few years, over 100 million were benefiting physically, mentally, and spiritually from the practice. Rob said that he was looking for something that lets me calm down. The practitioner said that practicing the five Falun Gong exercises and living by the practice's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance teaches practitioners to gradually maintain a calm approach to life. When he suggested that Rob give the exercises a try, Rob happily learned the first exercise. He said he felt great afterward and appreciated the practitioner's efforts to address his needs. Upon learning that there would be a free 9-day Falun Gong seminar, he left his contact information and asked to be informed of the time and location.
Australia. Falun Gong shines at Easter Gala Parade in Bendigo. Falun Gong practitioners in Melbourne were invited to participate in the annual Easter Gala Parade in Bendigo, Victoria, on April 21st. As Australia's longest continuous running festival, the Easter Gala Parade attracted 80,000 spectators. Falun Gong practitioners contributed to the popular event with their uplifting performances and shared their messages of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Watching Gary, a 69-year-old Falun Gong practitioner, energetically walk in the parade, it's hard to imagine he once had to rely on a back support to stand up straight. He also had serious hyperthyreosis and skin cancer. His condition disappeared after he began practicing. Mr. Cairns said that he felt renewed after he began applying the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in his everyday life. He said he was participating in the parade because he wanted to let people know how amazing Falun Dafa is. Callie, the music director of the Bendigo Brass Band, was thrilled to listen to the Tian Guo marching band rehearse before the parade started. She thought the music was very exciting. She said that she also appreciated the practitioners and their spreading the message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to the community. She said the principles encouraged people to be kind and consider others instead of just themselves. Mr. Peter Atkin, a participant in the parade, said that the Falun Dafa group was great and that everyone should respect their belief, pay attention to humanity, and understand others. Professor Naomi Walsh of Deakin University appreciated the message being spread by the practitioners. She thought truthfulness, compassion, forbearance had positive energy, and these values should be reflected in many facets of life. She had heard about the Chinese Communist Party's atrocities of harvesting organs from living Falun Dafa practitioners. She said she was surprised that the Chinese people were deceived and didn't know much about the cruel persecution. Professor Walsh supported Falun Dafa practitioners' freedom of belief. She said the best way is to stay firm and make your voice heard.
Sweden. When the persecution of Falun Gong is over, I will visit China. Falun Gong practitioners from different parts of Sweden gathered in the southern city of Malmo on March 2, 2019. Malmo is Sweden's third largest city, located in the most populated area in Scandinavia, next to Copenhagen, the Danish capital. The region is home to several universities and the headquarters of famous companies like IKEA and Tetra Pak. The practitioners gathered to inform people about the Chinese Communist Party's 20-year-long illegal persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. The CCP is responsible for torturing and harvesting organs from living practitioners of conscience. Marja Lina has traveled the world to participate in activities to protest the persecution of Falun Gong for the last 20 years. She is originally from Finland but has lived in Sweden most of her life. She started practicing Falun Dafa in 1997 and was one of the 36 Western practitioners who peacefully appealed at Tiananmen Square in 2001. She noted, "It is very important for us practitioners outside of China to tell the world about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The persecution has lasted for 20 years, but many people do not know that it is still going on." Former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin wanted to eradicate Falun Gong, and practitioners in China are still being imprisoned, tortured, and forced to undergo brainwashing. Not only that, they are being killed for their organs, which are sold at high prices to transplant patients from inside and outside China. "Because I myself practice Falun Gong, I know how important it is that people understand the truth about the persecution so that they will sign the petition asking the Swedish government to urge the CCP to stop persecuting its practitioners." When asked what she would like to say to the people in China, she replied that Falun Gong is part of ancient Chinese culture. She thinks that the Chinese are very lucky to have this chance to practice something so good, and that they will never find anything better in their entire lives. She also said, "If you ever run into a Falun Gong practitioner, let them tell you the facts about the persecution and take their information so that you can find out what is really happening in China." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.